there are far too many people living lives that don't light them up, that aren't living up to their true potential, that are playing small when they need to play big, that are afraid to step into the light, to own their truth, to really understand who they are and what makes them happy. And I'm here to tell you that you are not on this planet to just survive and get by and struggle and not be happy and not be healthy. You're here to thrive. You are here to friggin' live an incredible life. Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. I am so excited to do this episode today. I was going to record this yesterday, but I actually took an extra bit of time to really think about this episode today because it's one that I feel is so needed right now, one that I am incredibly passionate about. So I wanted to give you tons and tons of value and some really tangible steps that you can take if you are really ready to turn your dreams into reality in 2022. Okay, so we are in December. It is currently almost the middle of December right now. And this is kind of the time of year where I think people begin to go into a bit of a reflective state. You know, maybe things haven't quite gone your way this year. And I know that's the case for a lot of people. It's been a really challenging year. And I'm not going to talk about that because this is not what this podcast is about. This is positivity. This is high vibe. So we're not going to go into that. But this certainly is the time of year when people start thinking about, you know, okay, this year's almost coming to an end now. What do I want to do next year? What are my goals? What are my New Year's resolutions? What do I want to achieve? And what I see happen, and I've now had the privilege of coaching hundreds of people through the Mind Body to Lead program, and from jumping on, you know, weekly and monthly Zooms with them, from, you know, them just following along the program, from emailing them, from all the breakthroughs, the key problem that I see people come up against is that there is no clear path, and they don't actually ever really sit down and think, what do I want out of life? And why? Why is that important to me? Why am I chasing that goal? What would that make me feel? Why am I wanting to, you know, maybe start a business, move house, you know, have another child or move country, whatever the goal may be? Why do I really want this, right? So I'm going to give you today five steps of what I think are the key steps that need to be taken in order to create that dream life. So that is what I've been doing. I sat down and I've really thought this through, and I've gone back and thought about this from my own perspective and my own journey, and thought about, okay, you came to Australia 10 years ago, George, with a rucksack and $100. How have you turned that girl that arrived with no plan, you know, not really like any big dreams at the time, into this incredible life that I get to enjoy every single day? And now that you've done that, how can you help others do that? And that is my purpose now. That is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to help people break free, you know, undo all this conditioning and programming, breakthrough from the matrix or whatever you want to call it. But I want to see people live the life of their dreams. I want to see people live in alignment with their values. I want to see people healthy and happy. And nothing gives me more enthusiasm and keeps me motivated than hearing the stories and the transformations that I get from people listening to my podcast, from people reading my posts, and from people going through the Mind Body to Lead program. So are you ready for the steps? grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, or maybe just listen to this once and then go back and listen to it again, because I'm going to give you a lot here. And I really want you to do this, because it's you deserve to live an incredible life. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be healthy. And if you aren't happy and healthy and where you want to be right now, that's okay. Accept that. Acknowledge that. Forgive yourself for, you know, why you're in the situation that you're in. Take full responsibility, and let's now move forward. So, step number one. This is the most important step. In fact, they're all important, but this is probably the key one. So one of the first things that I do when I'm coaching people is I ask them, okay, cool. Tell me what you want. Like, what do you really want? Oh, I want to live by the beach. Brilliant. What kind of house do you want? I'm not sure. Okay, well, you know, where, you know, what beach? Oh, I don't know, any beach. My point being is that it's all a bit fluffy. There's no real detail. They can't give me really like tangible things that they really, really want. So how I explain it to people is like, well, imagine if you're about to go on a road trip and you don't put in the destination of where you want to go. And you just get in your car and you start driving. You kind of know roughly where you want to go, but you've got no idea how to get there. Well, that road trip's not going to go very well, right? You know, one, you're probably never going to get to your desired destination. And two, if you ever do get there, it's going to take you a lot longer to arrive. So this is how I think about a life vision. So when we get clear on where we want to go, when we have a path, a roadmap, everything becomes easier, everything becomes clearer, and it's far more enjoyable. You know, every turn that we take, it leads us closer to where we want to be, meaning that we can smell the roses along the way. We can relax. We can feel this inner sense of calm, because we know that everything we're doing is leading us to where we want to be. So this is absolutely crucial. So when I say define your vision, define your dream life, I want you to tell me to the absolute detail of how you're waking up, what time you're waking up, who are you with, what's the first thing that you do, how do you feel when you wake up, you know, what's the next thing you do? Are you waking up, are you walking out onto your patio with your morning coffee with ocean views, or, you know, are you living in a forest somewhere, are you a full-time traveler, you know, do you have the love of your life by your side, do you have your family by your side? Like, I want to know to the detail of how that life looks. Because when we define it, we actually, one, we feel more motivated and clearer, but we're actually sending a very, very powerful message into the universe. Just be like, this is what I want, right? Think about it as like a cosmic kitchen, you know? You don't just go into the kitchen and just throw things into a bowl and hope for the best. You know, you follow a recipe. So this is your recipe. This is what's going into your kitchen, your dish, to create, you know, what you want out of life. So it's really, really important to sit down and get really, really clear. Now, if you're sitting there right now and you're going, oh, I just don't even know where to begin. Like, you know, I don't know really what I want. I've never really thought about it before. That's all good. This is why I've done this podcast. This is why I love coaching people. This is why I'm so motivated to do what I do. So some good questions that I like to ask, because that's all my job is. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm not here to tell you what your vision should be. That's completely up to you. That's for you to sit down and work out. But I love asking myself big questions. So a good question would be like, what would an ideal day look like? And like I said, get super, super detailed of what that looks like. Number two, what does your environment look like? You know, where are you living? What can you hear? What can you see? You know, really, really important to define that. And then go deeper and go, okay, but what brings me joy? When in the last 12 months have I been at my happiness? Where was I? What was I doing? Who was I with? You know, and what key moments in the day bring you joy? Is it, you know, going for a walk with your dog? Is it, you know, catching up with friends? Is it, you know, sitting and writing? Is it having that cup of tea or morning coffee on your balcony? Like, whatever it is. But make sure that, you know, you have those key things defined of like, why does that bring me joy? And how could I do more of that in my day? Another good question to ask yourself is, what did you enjoy doing as a child? You know, what did you find yourself doing? What were you drawn to? Were you more of a creative? Did you like to sit and write? Did you like to play an instrument? Did you like to, you know, build things with your hands? You know, were you more of an academic? Did you like to learn and to read? Like, you know, it's really important to reflect back, because when we are children, we haven't been programmed. We haven't been told by society of how we should be, what we should be doing with our lives, what's a good job, what success looks like. You know, we're free. Our minds are free to wander. So think back. When I was a child, what did I enjoy doing? And that will tell you a lot. So for example, I used to play schools. So I was the oldest cousin, and I would have all of my cousins sit on the floor in my bedroom, and I had a whiteboard, and I would pretend to be a teacher. And I used to love teaching. So I thought about that the other day, and I thought, well, that's really interesting. So I liked back then to educate. I also loved to write, and I used to write songs and poems and stories. So I was I was quite creative as a child. I also loved being in nature. You know, I loved the beach. I loved going for walks. So think back to what used to light you up when you were a child, before the world told you who you should be. And another good question is, what activities do you do that time just seems to fly by? You know, like you just sort of lose track of time and go, oh, 2 hours have gone by and, you know, I didn't even realize. So these are just some ideas. These are just some questions that you can ask yourself. And, you know, one of the first sessions that I do in a mind body is, you know, we really do sit down and we define it and we go through it, and people get their vision in place. They can see it. They can visualize it. They're excited by it. And it's so rewarding to see, because people literally just go, oh, yes, that is what I want from life. And it is a really big moment, because once you've defined it, once you have that clear vision, you're ready to take the next step, which is breaking it down and then working backwards. Now, we can't just sit there with our vision and look at it every day and dream away and hope it comes true. We've got to take action. Okay, so, you know, when I sat down really getting clear 5 years ago, I realized that, you know, I wanted to live in Queensland, close to the beach. I wanted to, you know, not be bound by time. I realized that I wanted to own my own business so I could have more freedom in my life. And, you know, at that time, I was sitting, you know, in an office 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, 8 till 6, and I was living in the city. So there were so many things that were, I was so far away from that vision of what I wanted. So I sat down and I just wrote, okay, so I've got my vision in place. What needs to happen? When do I want to achieve this by? And I set myself a goal for, I wanted to move to the Gold Coast in 2 years' time. So I knew where I wanted to be. So I obviously had to find all of that. So the first thing I did was this is my 2 year plan. So I knew I had 24 months, 712 days to achieve that. So I wrote down some milestones. So the first thing I did quite quickly after deciding that I wanted to be on the Gold Coast, I wanted to leave Melbourne, was I flew up to the Gold Coast and I started to look around a property. And I actually bought a place off the plan. And the perfect thing with it all was that it was going to take around that 2 year period. So that's straight away. I mean, I am somebody who does take action pretty quick once I know kind of what I want. That straight away, I knew I had a 2 year time frame. And I was like, okay, cool. I want to be up here in 2 years' time. But I don't just want to be up here working for somebody, having to rush around in the morning. I want to be up here and have the freedom to run my day how I want to run my day. I want to wake up and, you know, not having to rush into an office. I want to be able to walk on the beach. I want to be able to, you know, go and do my morning exercise and my meditations and sit and have a nice coffee and not be in a rush. That's what I wanted to achieve. I wanted the mornings to be more free. So I within a couple of months of setting myself this vision, I had put a down payment on a property. So I that really did give me a bit of a kick, because I was like, okay, cool, I've got 2 years now, under 2 years to make this happen. So quite soon after that, I quit my job and I began to, I set up my recruitment business, CH Solutions, with my best friend and business partner, Pam. And I knew that I had just under 2 years to build that to a point where it could run without me as much day to day. So that mean, you know, I worked out, okay, cool. So I need to have about 30 clients. I need to employ people, probably around 3 people. I need to create some kind of office environment and, you know, a place where they can go to. So there was lots of planning involved. There was some key milestones that I needed to meet in order to make that happen. So you kind of get the idea, right? So you have to get the wheels in motion. You have to sit down and go, okay, cool. If I want to move house in 2 years' time, or move stay, or live close to the beach, or start my business, what are some key things that I need to do? And just write it down, you know, and think, okay, well, if I need to get to that point in 3 months' time. So, for example, if you're somebody who wants to start their own business, okay, well, by a certain date, I need to register that business. All right, cool. What kind of business do you want? Do you want purely online? Do you want a service-based business? Do you want a shopfront business? You know, do you need to go and look at places to rent? You know, there's lots of things. But the exciting thing is that when you do have that vision, you kind of start to know the steps. And another thing that I did was I spoke to a lot of people who had done what I wanted to do, who had started recruitment companies and things. So that was another really key thing, was to get inspiration from others who had achieved the things that I wanted to achieve. So step number 2 is take the action, set yourself a rough time frame, and then work backwards. So that's super key. Step number 3. So this is when most people stop. Because what tends to happen is when we've got our vision, we begin to take action. Guess what happens? Fear comes in. Self-doubt. That voice in your head that tells you you're not good enough. Who do you think you are? You're never going to achieve this. You can't move your family. You've got a good job. You're earning a good income. You know, don't change things. You know, you should be happy with what you've got. Oh, you remember that uncle that started the business and then he went broke and he had to live on the street. Like, whatever your mind is telling you, right? And unfortunately, and so sadly, so many people listen to that voice in their head. They get so overwhelmed with fear. And that's when self-doubt comes in. We begin to look for all the reasons why we shouldn't do it as opposed to why we should do it. And the thing is, what I really tell people and stress to people is that we have a brain that is wired to keep us alive. It is constantly searching for danger. I always have a saying that I tell my clients, like, our brains are designed to keep us alive. They're not designed to make us thrive. So if you are constantly listening to that voice in your head and you're playing out the worst case scenario, you're not going to keep taking that action. And then you're going to stop, and then you're going to just settle for where you are, which, you know, might not be making you happy, and you're going to be miserable. And you're going to get to, you know, 10 years, 20 years down the track from now, and you're going to go, Jesus, I wish I just went for it. Why didn't I? And that's unfortunately where I see so many people end up. And it's so sad, because life isn't, you're not meant to struggle. You are here to live a life that makes you feel good. And I just see far too many people settle for average because they don't go through this step. They don't face their fears. You can't run from your fear. Fear is always going to be there. You know, recently, you know, I'm sure if you follow me on Instagram, you'd have seen that Carl and I have just moved out of our house into a van. I mean, Jesus, like, we could have sat down and focused on all the reasons not to do it, you know, and there was quite a lot. There actually was, that when we sat down and we did what I'm about to, the exercise I'm about to give you right now, you know, it was quite daunting to look at, oh God, okay, well, there is some things that could go wrong here. And that could have put us off, but it didn't, because we did this exercise that I'm going to share with you now. And any time fear comes up, or you feel self-doubt, or you worry about taking that next step, do this. I want you to draw three lines down. And in these columns, I want you to write worst case, best case, likely case. And I want you to really face your fears. So on that worst case, go literally worst case. Like, you know, you start a business, you go broke, you lose a house, your family leave you, you end up on the street, blah, 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 right? Worst case scenario. And when you actually see it written down, you go, okay, is that actually true? Would I actually end up on the street begging for money? The answer is no. I'm sure you've got some friends, some family you can stay with for a while. I'm sure you're resourceful, that, you know, you can get a job, you know, doing something, right? You're not going to end up on the street broke. Society might want you to believe that, to keep you safe, to keep you in the program, to keep you just, you know, ticking along and things, but that's not going to happen. So look at it, laugh at it, go, Jesus, if that is actually what I'm thinking, that I'm going to end up on the street begging, no, come on. So the worst case scenario, what you'll see, is really not that bad. The next is the best case. Imagine if everything went perfectly, everything went to plan. You wake up, you've achieved your dream, you're happy, you're fulfilled, your marriage is thriving, your kids love you, you've made some new friends, you're the healthiest you've ever been, you're waking up every day feeling amazing, you've lost all the weight you wanted to lose, you feel phenomenal, right? Write that out, enjoy that, right? Really, like, take some time to be like, oh, what would be the best case scenario? Oh, get excited. The third thing is a likely case. And this is where you can really use your, you know, you can be realistic. You can be like, okay, cool. Well, the likely case is, for the first 12 months, probably going to be quite hard. I might have to work a little bit more than what I am now. You know, I might not be able to go out for my avocado smash every weekend because money might be a little bit tighter to begin with. But I'll have more freedom. And if I execute and do the right things and, you know, get help and all the things, I will get there. So you see that when you actually address and you face your fears, you see them for what they are. A lot of them are thoughts and not facts. False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. Fear is all in our minds. Okay, there's no tiger chasing us. There's no, you know, we're not facing death at every corner like we used to, right? Fear is all in our own heads. It's all man-made. And if you don't look at fear and see it for what it is and accept it and honor it, right? And address it, it will run your life. It will stop you from doing things. It will keep you stuck. It will keep you trapped. So we need to look at our fears. We need to face them head on. We need to write them out. We need to honor them. And we can learn so much about ourselves from facing our fear. And the more we do this, the more courageous we become. So really look at that and do this exercise, because fear, self-doubt, it's going to come up on this journey to getting to where you want to go. And it's a really, really important step that if you don't take, I don't think that you'll ever get there, because you'll self-sabotage and you'll end up going back to your old life because it's easy, because it's comfortable, right? So that's step number three. Step number four, I personally believe that this is what has got me to where I am in life. And that is working on my mindset daily. I honestly believe that when it comes to achieving any goals, creating the life of your dreams, mindset is 80% of success. If you aren't working on yourself every day, if you're not filling your mind with goodness, I don't believe that your dreams will ever come true. Working on our mindset is, in my personal opinion, it's a daily discipline. So I want to share some things that I do every day to make sure that I'm in a really good headspace, because I've been in a not a good headspace. I've suffered terribly with anxiety in the past, and it is not a good place to be. You don't feel motivated, you don't feel upbeat, you're not ready to take the next step. You're not motivated, you know, you just feel lethargic, you just don't feel good. Right? So I honestly, like we brush our teeth, like we have good hygiene there, we need to have good mental hygiene, right? Too many of us are not filling our minds. We're not cleaning our minds daily. We're filling it with rubbish. We're watching far too much news. We're consuming far too much social media, and we are not setting ourselves up for success every day. You know, the first thing you do in the morning is wake up, check your Instagram, check your emails, you know, like check the news. Every day you're just getting that dose of negativity, that dose of fear, that dose of absolute rubbish, quite honestly. So we need to make sure every day we're setting ourselves up for success, because if we don't do that, we're going to fall prey to what society wants you to do, what others want you to do. Okay, we're going to compare ourselves to others. We're going to feel like failures. We're going to have all the self, you know, the lack, the comparison, the fear come in. So it's really important to be very aware of what we're consuming, what we're reading, what we're paying attention to, who we're hanging around with, right? Because if you're hanging around with people who are like, oh, you'll never do that, or why do you want to do that, or why would you want to move, or anything like that, that's going to have an impact on us. That's going to put doubt in our own minds. So we need to make sure that we have got a leak-proof bucket. And how we do that is we fill in the holes every single day by doing these things that I make sure I do every day. The first thing I do in the morning is a little meditation. So part of the Mind Body to Lead program, I've actually recorded, it's over like 50 meditations now. And one of them is a morning meditation. It's a morning intention setting meditation focusing on gratitude. It's 10 minutes. I think everyone can find 10 minutes in the morning to do something like this. And it's literally just setting your attention for the day. How do I want to show up today? What kind of person do I want to be today? What's one word that I want people to describe me as today? What am I grateful for in my life right now? Imagine if you woke up every day and you did that. Just doing that every single day. What do you think that would do to your day? Right? I come out of that morning meditation and I am feeling calm, centered, happy, joyful. I appreciate my life and I'm ready to serve. I'm ready to start the day. So meditation is such a powerful tool. I see it as mental hygiene. I see it the same as brushing my teeth every day. Sitting and meditating sets you up for the day ahead. So that is one thing. It doesn't have to be in the morning. Sometimes, you know, it can be at the end of the day. Sometimes it can be halfway through the day. Play around with it. See what works best for you. But meditation, and I could do a whole other podcast on meditation and why it's so amazing, but I'll just keep it short, is absolutely crucial in my mindset. The second thing, exercise. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I am a big believer in moving your body daily. You know, whether that's I'm waking up and I'm doing a mind body to lead session, strength, cardio, yoga, I'm going for a bike ride, I'm going for a beach walk. I walk my talk, people. I do move my body every day because I know what it does, not just for me physically, but more mentally. It releases endorphins, serotonin. And guess what? When we're in that positive mindset, we get more done, we're more motivated. Like this morning, I woke up, did my meditation, then I went for a bike ride, came back. Third thing, ate a healthy meal, just a nice smoothie bowl packed full of protein powder, banana, acai, berries, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, spirulina, bit of peanut butter. I'm ready, I'm fueled. I am like, let's go, right? But if I hadn't have meditated, if I'd woken up and picked up my phone and watched the news, I mean, Jesus, that's the first thing not to do. Sat around, you know, then decided to jump on this podcast. I'm not going to serve. I'm not going to show up as my best self. I'm not going to feel motivated to jump on and do this. So how we start our day impacts the rest of the day. And how we run our days impacts our weeks, impacts our months, impacts our years, impacts our decades. So it's so important to set yourself up every single day for success. You know, I probably sound like a broken record, people that listen to me, have listened to me for a while, or people who are doing the program, but it's so important. It is so important. And the difference between waking up and doing this versus not, and I've been there. I've been there where I've woken up, you know, snooze the alarm, get out of bed, rush the train station, get into work. You know, it's not a great way to start the day. So it's really important to start your day in a really productive way, raising energy and things. Another thing that I do every day is I do something called mind feed. So whether that's listening to a good podcast, reading a personal development book, I never stop growing. I never stop filling my mind with goodness, because honestly, if we don't constantly, like, you know, pull out those weeds and plant some seeds, you know, our brain is like a garden. It's going to get just full of rubbish. So every day, planting new seeds, watering them every single day, you know, with all the things that I do, just constantly just like reinforcing those beliefs, reinforcing those good thought patterns. And another thing that I do as well, which I'll be honest, this is probably hasn't quite become a habit yet for me, but journaling. When I do journal, it honestly helps me so much, just getting my thoughts out onto paper. It's actually going to be one of my New Year's resolutions, is to just keep up that consistency with my journaling, because I really do feel and see a big difference when I do journal. So they are just some ideas that I do every single day. And just one final thing that just came to me now, because again, it's such a key thing, is filling out my Mind Body to Lead planner. Like I always say, what doesn't get scheduled doesn't get done. And if you're working towards your goals and your dreams, you need to have a plan. You need to think, okay, what is on for the week? Right, well, I need to call that person. I need to do that. I need to go and visit that place. Da, 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 da. Schedule it in. Because what doesn't get scheduled doesn't get done. So these are just some key things that I do to work on my mindset daily. And that might sound like a lot, but the flip side is that if we're not working on ourselves, if we're not programming what we want to believe, then we are literally opening ourselves up to the world and society, and we're not going to get to where we want to be. So work on yourself daily, work on your mindset daily is step number four, and so important. And the final step, step number five, this is the step that I missed for years, and it's one that I am now so passionate about, is keeping up the momentum by celebrating the wins. Oh, my goodness. Like, I have always been someone, I guess, who has liked to set goals, and, you know, and I definitely think they have their huge place and very important to get to where you want to be, right? And I'll be honest, where I am in my life right now, I'm not going to set myself any goals in 2022, because I feel like I've achieved a lot and got to a point in my life now where I don't want to set any new goals next year. The only thing I want to do is serve, is inspire, is help others, which I guess is a goal, right? But I just want to enjoy where I'm at and celebrate that, because it's been a decade in the making to get to this point. And actually my season, I did another episode on seasons, is joy, is flow, is ease, is not this push, push, push. But I'm going to push others. I'm going to get the best out of others, right? That's now where I am in my life. I'm ready to serve. I'm ready to help others step up. I'm ready to help others get to where they want to be, because I'm where I want to be right now, and it's a beautiful place. And now that I'm here, it's made me even more passionate about my program. It's made me even more passionate about coaching, because it feels amazing and I want everyone to feel like this. So step number five, keep on building momentum and celebrate the wins. So as I said before, this was not something I was good at. I would achieve a big milestone and I go, right, next. Who's done that? You know, like we're just so quick to be like, next, 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 next. I didn't celebrate the wins. I didn't stop to smell the roses. I didn't stop just to be happy in that moment, right? And what I've come to realize, and this has probably been my biggest lesson over the last 10 years, is that if we don't learn to be grateful in this moment and focus on all the good that we already have, all the amazing experiences, all the things we've already achieved, all things that we could be proud of, we're never going to be happy. And ultimately, that's what we want, right? We just want to be happy. We want to be healthy and happy and live our best lives. But here is the key thing. Here is the irony in it all, right? Everything around us is energy. We are atoms, and atoms are basically energy, right? Everything around us vibrates, okay? That's a fact. Water, nature, my computer screen, my podcast mic, you know, our voice boxes when we talk is vibrating. Everything's moving and shifting every single day, right? So when we match up with those higher frequencies, with those positive frequencies, with those frequency of creativity and love and joy and happiness and all those good things, we attract it back. And talking about energy, I want to give you an example. Have you ever just walked into a room and gone, oh, what a great vibe, right? All that means is it's just good energy. People are in a really high energy. Or have you ever been in a place where you go, oh, this doesn't feel good? It's just energy. That's all it is. So that's why it's so important for us every single day to work on our mindset, so we keep that vibration high, so we keep feeling good, so we come from this place of already abundant, already in a good mood, already positive, already joyful. Because when we do that, we attract more of that. You know, do you know those people that are like, oh, it always happens to me, it's all doom and gloom, worries me, and they just seem to go from one disaster to the next. And it's like, no wonder. You're just constantly attracting it. You're constantly affirming like, oh, this is what I want. You know, so we live in a creative universe. Everything's moving, everything's shifting, everything's vibrating. So if we want to achieve what we want in life, we need to raise our vibrations. We need to raise our energy. We need to feel good every day. And when we do that, when we start to focus and zone in on the positivity, guess what? More opportunities come our way. You know, things begin to become easier. We meet the right people. Like everything just sort of like, oh, that's spooky. That person just came into my life at just the right time. And things begin to align. That's not a coincidence. That's because you're on the right path. You're, you know, aligning with your values. You're feeling good. You've raised your vibrations. We start to attract people like that. You know, so this is why it's so important to not just go, right, for the next 2 years, I'm going to just dream away and I'll be happy when. That is not the way to live life. And if I'm honest, I probably lived my life like that for a bit of a period, right? Which is why now I celebrate everything. It could be a Wednesday night and I'm just like, right, let's pop the champagne or whatever. Like, I don't know, something's happened today. Like, you know, so-and-so just quit their job and started their business in the program, right? That's calls for a celebration, right? It doesn't take a lot for me to be like, right, let's celebrate. And what it tells the universe is that, oh, cool, that was good. She liked that. Let's give her more of that. Okay, so celebrate. Celebrate the milestones. Enjoy life. Smell the roses. Don't just work, 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 work. Hit those milestones and move on. Like, life is to be enjoyed, right? So celebrate the wins and keep on affirming that you want more of that, because our outer world is only a reflection of our inner world. So when we feel good, when things begin to, you know, look good, like, it just means that we're feeling good inside. So to close off this podcast today, and I really hope that this has helped you, and I have put a lot of thought and time and energy into this, because I am so passionate about it because there are far too many people living lives that don't light them up, that aren't living up to their true potential, that are playing small when they need to play big, that are afraid to step into the light, to own their truth, to really understand who they are and what makes them happy. And I'm here to tell you that you are not on this planet to just survive and get by and struggle and not be happy and not be healthy. You're here to thrive. You are here to friggin' live an incredible life. And you can, and you will. You've just got to follow these steps. Keep on believing yourself. Keep on affirming. And you will get there. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it will be worth it. Like, I'm sat here now recording this podcast in my home on wheels. And as I look around, it is exactly how I visioned it. I'm sat looking out to nature, this beautiful lake in Agneswater. The sun is shining. There's not a cloud in the sky. And I pinch myself sometimes to be like, this has happened. This is everything that I wanted and I visualized, and it's come true. And I'm no different to you. I followed these steps. I took the right actions. I got help. And I did it. And it did take me time. It's no such thing as an overnight success. But I hope it inspires you to chase your dreams and go after it and believe in yourself and come back to this podcast as much as you need to. Because I want to see every single person that listens to this live their best life. And on that note, I want to close with this. We are about to open enrollment for our 12-month transformational program. And this is everything that I wish I knew 5 years ago. This is the roadmap that I needed. This is what's going to keep your mindset strong. This is what is going to, you know, you don't have to think. You just press play on your exercise, press play on your meditations. Get your journal out every single day that comes with your welcome pack. Have the coaching, you know, the Zoom calls to keep you on the right track, to talk out any fears, to overcome any things that's going on. Get the help. If you're stuck right now, if you're like, this all sounded great, Georgie, but I can't do this on my own. I need some help. I need some encouragement. I need somebody to kind of guide me through this. Then click on the link below, put your name on that VIP list, and join the program when we open, which is in a couple of weeks' time. Because life is too short to not take action and to not go for your dreams. So I'd love to see you in the program. I'd love to coach you. I'd love you to get to where you want to be. You know, I want to pop more bubbles next year and celebrate the wins with you. So go and check it out. Listen to the testimonials. Don't just listen to me. Listen to real people who have changed their life through the program. And if you're ready to do the same, then come and join us. But that has been today's episode. It has been a big one. It's been an absolute honor. And I just want to say a huge thank you and gratitude for every single one of you who tunes in. It means the world to me to hear from you. Please share this podcast. Very passionate about today's topic. And let's get some positivity. Let's get some high vibe. Let's get people pumped for 2022. I'm not saying it's going to be the easiest year, because I think we're going to have another roller coaster of a year. But with the right roadmap, with the right program, with the right support, with the right coaching, none of that matters. Drown it out. Focus on you, focus on what you want to achieve, and you'll get there. So have an amazing week. Reach out to me. Love to hear from you. Check out the Mind Body to Lead VIP page, because we're only going to take 50 people as well, because that's how many bands and diaries and welcome packs we've got left. So it's going to sell out fast. So I want to see you in the program. So go and check that out, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.